Hi, it's Charlene, the PC at Edge KDI, and I'm here with Jenny from CDM.
Hello.
How are you today, Jenny?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Jenny from CDM. I'm studying visual communication, the branding design. And all I need to do is just to design some logos and also to design also the image of the company. And we do have lots of projects to do. And just now I have to submit about 3 or more EAs this week, and it's very rushing, but I enjoy this module.
Can you tell me what do you enjoy most at HKDI?
I think the most frequent thing that I love HKDI is the school life here, because you know my classmates and also my tutors are very kind, and I enjoy working with them just because they will give me many useful advices on my work, and I can be satisfied from my work. Yeah.
And what is your favorite subject here?
My favorite subjects. Difficult question. I think maybe illustration and also the photography, because to me, I think I love drawing pictures, and I think drawing pictures, I can create something that is belong to myself. So I think illustration is can really attract me, and also photography, because taking photos is really a very big task for me, I think, because it's very challenging to take photos, which is very natural, and because it's just like a record of the city life, and I enjoy to I really enjoy taking photos of people, just like street portraits. I recently practiced those street portraits, and I enjoy to see the facial expressions on those pedestrians' faces.
Yeah. What, do you have any favorite like photographers, like famous photographers that you like?
I think he may not be so famous, but he is the one that inspired me to do the photography. It's Jackson.
I knew you.
Yeah, you knew him.
Who?
PC.
Other PC is from Kwai Chung. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, he's from Taiwan, and he loved taking photos, and I'm very impressed by his photos. Oh. You know, the monotone, especially those collection, is very great.
He's cool.
And he taught me how to take photos. Yeah, and yeah, so I start to do my photography.
Cool. So you brought a poem here today. Can you tell us, first of all, just a little bit about the poem, and then maybe you could read it for us, and then if we have some questions, we can ask.
That's okay. Maybe I can just read the poem first, and then I will do a little introduction on it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, today I brought the poem is the No Second Troy from William Butler Yeats. And the poem is here.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I blame her that she filled my days with misery, or that she would of late have taught to ignorant men most violent ways, or heard the little streets upon the great? Had they but courage equal to desire, what could have made her peaceful with a mind that lobulus made simple as a fire, with beauty like a tightened bow, a kind that is not natural in an age like this, being high and solitary and most stern? Why, what could she have done being what she is? Was there another Troy for her to burn? That's all for the poem, and it's from the William Butler Yeats. And let me just tell you about a little bit about William Butler Yeats, and he is an Irish poet, and he was awarded a Nobel Prize in Literature in 1923, and his works are very full of the imaginary, and also he loved to use symbols in his poem. And what is this poem about, The No Second Troy? It's about his lover, the Mangun. Who's Mangun? Mangun is a very strong woman at the time, because actually she is just like something, she's just like a revolutionary, and she tried her best to fight for the needs and also the rights of children and women living in Ireland. And she also tried to protect the Irish culture and also the nationalism in Ireland. And she is a very strong woman who has her own mind, and she has just go ahead for it. And this whole poem is just writing about this woman. And the author said that she is just like the Helen of Troy, because I think she is very beautiful to him, and at the same time she also brought some wars and conflicts to the society, because you know she is just trying to fight against those authority. Yeah, because Helen of Troy, maybe some of you just don't know the story, it's a myth from the Greek, and it's talking about the Helen. Helen is a woman, is a very beautiful woman, and a war with the Trojan War is very famous, and it's because it's caused by her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does he compare Maud Gunn to Helen? How are they the same?
Because they're the same, because first of all, I've just mentioned, because both of them are just very beautiful women, and the second thing is that for Helen of Troy, because it's the cause of the Trojan War, and that means she brought the wars and also the conflicts to the whole country. And what is Madgen did is she is trying to be a revolutionary, and she is trying to fight against the government, and just like to brought some conflicts and wars to this to her country. Yeah, so maybe to William Butler, yes, he thinks that Maud Gunn is very cool, but she is a very strong and very over-controlling woman to him.
A lot of people find poetry very difficult, especially when you are learning English as a second language. So why are you interested in poetry? What do you enjoy about it?
To me, my mother language is Chinese, mm-hmm. actually, and English is just like my interest, because I enjoy to speak English, because I think if I can know more about English, I can make friends with people from different countries. So I love to, I enjoy learning English. And poetry from English is very difficult to me. Yes, actually, it's very, really very difficult to me, because sometimes even the pronunciation of the word, I cannot pronounce the word very correctly. And sometimes, you know, many metaphors will be found in those poems, and they will just use the words for double meaning. And actually, sometimes I need to do many research for one poem, just go for the Wikipedia, and just research for the analysis of each poem, and to know every sentence is what is that talking about. And I think it's the most attractive things that poetry has given to me is that the mysterious of it. Yeah, it's just trying to explore about the background of the author and also the background of the poem. You know why he is writing that sentence, why he is using that verse. And maybe sometimes the verse is not, it just seems to be so simple, but the meaning behind those words are very important, or just very, wow, this is very,
No, I know what you mean. It can have many meanings, maybe, or...
Yeah.
You know what? English speakers native English speakers also find poetry very difficult.
Yeah.
Native English college students also probably use Wikipedia every time they read a poem. But the main thing, that you enjoy it, I think, is great. Because if you can just find like a quiet place and a comfortable chair, just taking your time with a poem can be so enjoyable.
Yeah, so I hope I can have that time, actually.
Maybe in the summer, after classes. All right.
Okay, so thanks very much, Jenny. That was lovely to hear.